China's expressed its deep concern over the bloodshed in Egypt and urged all parties to exercise maximum restraint before a political process can restart. Foreign Minister Wang Yi highlights China's position during a phone call with his Jordanian counterpart Nasser Judeh. The comments come one day after at least 638 people were killed across Egypt when security forces moved into clear protest camps in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo. Egypt is currently in a state of emergency. The nighttime curfew is still in place in 14 provinces, although the hours have now shortened from 11 to 9. The Interior Ministry has now authorised police to use live ammunition against the attacks. Earlier in the governorate of Giza, angry Egyptians stormed and torched two buildings housing the provincial government. State TV is blaming supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi for the fire. The UN Security Council is meeting in a closed emergency session to discuss the situation in the country. Meantime, US President Barack Obama has condemned the Egyptian government's heavy-handed crackdown and called off a joint military exercise next month.
While we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, our traditional cooperation cannot continue as usual when civilians are being killed in the streets and rights are being rolled back.
Also on Thursday, Turkey decided to recall its ambassador to Egypt in protest of the violent crackdown on sit-in camps.